Today is the fourth day of August. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian, and I am thrilled that we can be together to take the next step forward on this grand voyage through the Bible this year. Today is a day of endings and beginnings. We've been working our way through 2 Chronicles for quite some time now, and we have reached the final step. And so we will conclude 2 Chronicles today. And even as we conclude 2 Chronicles, we'll flip the page into the New Testament and begin a brand new letter called 1 Corinthians. So we will be transitioning into some new territory as we continue through this week. And obviously we will fly over the territory we're about to encounter and give ourselves a little context as we begin. But as we begin today, we're ending. So 2 Chronicles chapters 35 and 36 today. Josiah observed the Lord's Passover and slaughtered the Passover lambs on the 14th day of the first month. He appointed the priests to their responsibilities and encouraged them to serve in the Lord's temple. He said to the Levites, who taught all Israel the holy things of the Lord, "Put the holy ark in the temple built by Solomon, son of David, king of Israel. Since you do not have to carry it on your shoulders, now serve the Lord your God and his people Israel. Organize your ancestral families by your divisions according to the written instruction of King David of Israel and that of his son Solomon. Serve in the holy place by the groupings of the ancestral families for your brothers, the lay people, and according to the division of the Levites by family. Slaughter the Passover lambs. Consecrate yourselves and make preparations for your brothers to carry out the word of the Lord through Moses." And Josiah donated 30,000 sheep, lambs, and young goats, plus 3,000 cattle from his own possessions for the Passover sacrifices, for all the lay people who were present. His officials also donated willingly for the people, the priests, and the Levites. Hilkiah, Zechariah, and Jehiel, chief officials of God's temple, gave 2,600 Passover sacrifices and 300 cattle for the priests. Konaniah and his brothers Shemaiah and Nethanel, and Hashabiah, Jael, and Jozabad, officers of the Levites, donated 5,000 Passover sacrifices for the Levites, plus 500 cattle. So the service was established. The priests stood at their posts, and the Levites in their divisions, according to the king's command. Then they slaughtered the Passover lambs. And while the Levites were skinning the animals, the priests splattered the blood they had been given. They removed the burnt offerings so that they might be given to the groupings of the ancestral families of the lay people to offer to the Lord, according to what is written in the book of Moses. They did the same with the cattle. They roasted the Passover lambs with fire according to regulation. They boiled the holy sacrifices in pots, kettles, and bowls, and they quickly brought them to the lay people. Afterward, they made preparations for themselves and for the priests, since the priests, the descendants of Aaron, were busy offering up burnt offerings and fat until night. So the Levites made preparations for themselves and for the priests, the descendants of Aaron. The singers, the descendants of Asaph, were at their stations according to the command of David, Asaph, Heman, and Jeduthun, the king's seer. Also, the gatekeepers were at each temple gate. None of them left their tasks because their Levite brothers had made preparations for them. So all the service of the Lord was established that day for observing the Passover and for offering burnt offerings on the altar of the Lord, according to the command of King Josiah. The Israelites who were present in Judah also observed the Passover at that time and the festival of unleavened bread for 7 days. No Passover had been observed like it in Israel since the days of the prophet Samuel. None of the kings of Israel ever observed a Passover like the one that Josiah observed with the priests, the Levites, all Judah, the Israelites who were present in Judah, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. In the 18th year of Josiah's reign, this Passover was observed. After all this that Josiah had prepared for the temple, King Necho of Egypt marched up to fight at Carchemish by the Euphrates, and Josiah went out to confront him. But Necho sent messengers to him, saying, "What is this issue between you and me, king of Judah? I have not come against you today, but I am fighting another dynasty. God told me to hurry. Stop opposing God who is with me. Don't make him destroy you." But Josiah did not turn away from him. Instead, in order to fight with him, he disguised himself. He did not listen to Necho's words from the mouth of God, but went to the valley of Megiddo to fight. The archer shot King Josiah, and he said to his servants, "Take me away, for I am severely wounded." So his servants took him out of the war chariot, carried him in his second chariot, and brought him to Jerusalem. Then he died, and they buried him in the tomb of his ancestors. All Judah and Jerusalem mourned for Josiah. Jeremiah chanted a dirge over Josiah, and all the male and female singers still speak of Josiah in their dirges today. They established them as a statute for Israel, and indeed they are written in the dirges. The rest of the events of Josiah's reign, along with his deeds of faithful love according to what is written in the law of the Lord, and his words from beginning to end, are written in the book of the kings of Israel and Judah. Then the common people took Jehoahaz, son of Josiah, and made him king in Jerusalem in place of his father. Jehoahaz was 23 years old when he became king, and he reigned 3 months in Jerusalem. The king of Egypt deposed him in Jerusalem and fined the land 7,500 pounds of silver and 75 pounds of gold. Then King Necho of Egypt made Jehoahaz's brother Eliakim king over Judah and Jerusalem, and changed Eliakim's name to Jehoiakim. But Necho took his brother Jehoahaz and brought him to Egypt. Jehoiakim was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. He did what was evil in the sight of the Lord his God. Now King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon attacked him and bound him in bronze shackles to take him to Babylon. Also, Nebuchadnezzar took some of the articles of the Lord's temple to Babylon and put them in his temple in Babylon. The rest of the deeds of Jehoiakim, the detestable actions he committed, and what was found against him, are written in the book of Israel's kings. His son Jehoiakim became king in his place. Jehoiakim was 18 years old when he became king, and he reigned 3 months and 10 days in Jerusalem. He did what was evil in the Lord's sight. In the spring, Nebuchadnezzar sent for him and brought him to Babylon along with the valuable articles of the Lord's temple. Then he made Jehoiakim's brother Zedekiah king over Judah and Jerusalem. Zedekiah was 21 years old when he became king, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. He did what was evil in the sight of the Lord his God and did not humble himself before the prophet Jeremiah at the Lord's command. He also rebelled against King Nebuchadnezzar, who made him swear allegiance by God. He became obstinate and hardened his heart against returning to the Lord, the God of Israel. All the leaders of the priests and the people multiplied their unfaithful deeds, imitating all the detestable practices of the nations, and they defiled the Lord's temple that he had consecrated in Jerusalem. But the Lord, the God of their ancestors, sent word against them by the hand of his messengers, sending them time and time again, for he had compassion on his people and on his dwelling place. But they kept ridiculing God's messengers, despising his words, and scoffing at his prophets, until the Lord's wrath was so stirred up against his people that there was no remedy. So he brought up against them the king of the Chaldeans, who killed their fit young men with the sword in the house of their sanctuary. He had no pity on young men or young women, elderly or aged. He handed them all over to him. He took everything to Babylon, all the articles of God's temple, large and small, the treasures of the Lord's temple, and the treasures of the king and his officials. And the Chaldeans burned God's temple. They tore down Jerusalem's wall, burned all its palaces, and destroyed all its valuable articles. He deported those who escaped from the sword to Babylon, and they became servants to him and his sons until the rise of the Persian kingdom. This fulfilled the word of the Lord through Jeremiah, and the land enjoyed its Sabbath rest all the days of the desolation until 70 years were fulfilled. In the first year of King Cyrus of Persia, in order to fulfill the word of the Lord spoken through Jeremiah, the Lord roused the spirit of King Cyrus of Persia to issue a proclamation throughout his entire kingdom, and also to put it in writing. This is what King Cyrus of Persia says. The Lord, the God of the heavens, has given me all the kingdoms of the earth and has appointed me to build him a temple at Jerusalem in Judah. Any of his people among you may go up, and may the Lord his God be with him. Okay, that concludes the book of 2 Chronicles, which means we have new territory in the Old Testament tomorrow. That will be the book of Ezra, and we'll talk about that tomorrow. But now we're between the Old Testament and the New Testament, and we're launching into the New Testament, and that's new territory for us. Another letter from the Apostle Paul. This is a letter written to the church in Corinth. It is known as 1 Corinthians. And so Paul's writing to a church in a large city in the Roman Empire. This is the fourth largest city in the entire Roman Empire. So this is a well-developed city with a well-developed culture, a well-developed melting pot of trade and money and commerce and experience. It's a destination place. And so with that kind of setting, we have a lot of intermingling of spiritual ideas. And this is the Roman Empire in the first century, so there's idolatry present, there's sexual immorality and experimentation taking place. Basically what you would find in a large urban secular society. And there was a church there, worshiping Jesus, and Paul's writing to the believers. And he's responding with this letter to some of the things he's been hearing that were happening in the church there. And we'll find that Paul talks a lot about unity in 1 Corinthians. And so as we listen to this ancient letter, we find that although it's ancient and thousands of years have passed, it's poignant. It's actually just as relevant to our experience among our fellow believers as they were facing. And so it would serve us well to pay attention. Of course, it would serve us well to pay attention to all of the Bible, which is why we're here every day taking a step forward. But 1 Corinthians will lead us into some really, really famous passages of scripture. Phrases like seeing through a glass darkly, or phrases like when I was a child, I spoke as a child. These phrases come out of this letter, 1 Corinthians. And then, of course, we will reach the 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians, which is known as the love chapter, which will beautifully articulate what love is and what love does and does not do. And so let's listen closely to the Apostle Paul as we hear his words from his letter to the church in Corinth. Today, chapter 1, verses 1 through 17. Paul, called as an apostle of Christ Jesus by God's will, and Sosthenes, our brother, to the church of God at Corinth, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus, called as saints, with all those in every place who call on the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both their Lord and ours. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I always thank my God for you because of the grace of God given to you in Christ Jesus, that you were enriched in him in every way, in all speech and all knowledge. In this way, the testimony about Christ was confirmed among you, so that you do not lack any spiritual gift, as you eagerly wait for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will also strengthen you to the end, so that you will be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful. You were called by him into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Now I urge you, brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree in what you say, that there be no divisions among you, and that you be united with the same understanding and the same conviction. For it has been reported to me about you, my brothers and sisters, by members of Chloe's people, that there is rivalry among you. What I am saying is this: one of you says, I belong to Paul, or I belong to Apollos, or I belong to Cephas, or I belong to Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in Paul's name? I thank God that I baptized none of you except Crispus and Gaius, so that no one can say you were baptized in my name. I did, in fact, baptize the household of Stephanas. Beyond that, I don't recall if I baptized anyone else. For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with eloquent wisdom, so that the cross of Christ will not be emptied of its effect. Psalm 27, 1 through 6. My stronghold of David. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom should I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Whom should I dread? When evildoers came against me to devour my flesh, my foes and my enemies stumbled and fell. Though an army deploys against me, my heart will not be afraid. Though a war breaks out against me, I will still be confident. I have asked one thing from the Lord. It is what I desire, to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, gazing on the beauty of the Lord and seeking him in his temple. For he will conceal me in his shelter in the day of adversity. He will hide me under the cover of his tent. He will set me high on a rock. Then my head will be high above my enemies around me. I will offer sacrifices in his tent with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. Proverbs 20, 20 and 21. Whoever curses his father or mother, his lamp will go out in deep darkness. An inheritance gained prematurely will not be blessed ultimately. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your patience and your kindness toward us, coming to us each and every day in our stories and in our brokenness and healing us and lifting us up and setting us on the road that we need to walk. We thank you for that. And your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And we thank you for that. And so as we begin to transition out of Second Chronicles and move forward in the Old Testament, and as we move into this letter from Paul to the church in Corinth, Holy Spirit, come. Lead us to what we need to hear. Give us the insight that we need for our lives and our stories. Give us direction and clarity. Lead us on the narrow path that leads to life. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com is home base, and that's where you can find out what's happening around here, so check it out. The app does all of that and more, and you can download that free from the app store that works with your device, so check that out. Yeah, check out the different sections, like the Daily Audio Bible Shop. There are resources in the shop, whether they be written resources or visual resources or musical resources or apparel resources. All kinds of stuff can be found at the Daily Audio Bible Shop. And so check that out. And if you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, if the mission to bring the spoken word of God read fresh every day and offered freely to anyone who will listen wherever they may be, whatever time it may be, and to build community around that rhythm, if that brings hope and good news and life into your life, then thank you humbly for your partnership. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. Or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That's the little red button up at the top. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I'm Brian. I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hi, Jackson. It's Libby from Texas. Today is July 31st, and I heard your mom's call last Saturday to give us an update, and I just want you to know I love you, Jackson. I love your mom. I lift you up in prayer to the Lord Jesus to wrap his loving, healing arms around you and to work through the doctor's hands that are treating you, so that you will get well. As your mom prays in God's will, so I do too. But you know, Jackson, you're strong. And in your weakness, Jesus' power and strength lifts you up. So I just want you to know you are very special in my heart. Oh, my goodness. Thank you for your faith, for your continued effort to put up with all you're having to go through. And so I just pray for strength for your mom, for you, and just know that amazing grace is upon you through Christ Jesus. Amen. Until later.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Priscilla from Alberta. I am calling today because I have a friend who, created a sticky situation with her family. She has three beautiful little girls that I have babysat and care for very much. And she and her husband separated. I don't know exactly the details, but she's with a new guy, and her husband has the girls, and it's just scary. Like, I have no idea who to trust. Or, you know, who should have the girls, and she's trying to fight for them, but then I've heard stories about her boyfriend not being that great, and so I know that I can't really do anything about it, but I just ask that you would all pray with me, that I would have clarity for who is being honest and who is not, and also that the mother would have a turnaround of heart so that she could have her girls and raise them well, and also that the father could have a similar change of heart and go to Jesus. Mother does claim to be a Christian. I don't know that she, yeah. Yeah, I just care so much for these little girls, and it is breaking my heart to think of them having a bad life and growing up with that kind of situation. So, thank you for your prayers.
Hello, hello, Daily Audio Bible fam. This is His Girl Warrior from Alabama. Hi, I want you guys to celebrate with me. Today is August the 1st, but tomorrow, August 2nd, is my 37th spiritual birthday. And I've just been this last week really thinking about how amazing it is that He chose me, that He pursued me, that salvation is available to us all, and that God is faithfully choosing us. And so I've just been thinking about celebrating it with you guys, doing a little happy dance. I can see Val from Vegas getting in there and whooping it up with me, or Helen and Peter singing along. And so I just want to celebrate salvation and thank God for it, and His faithfulness when we are not faithful, and to remind us all, I am praying for many family members for years for salvation, for the hound of heaven to pursue them and for them to come to know Him. And so to celebrate our Father, I want to talk about, just share what David said in 1 Chronicles 29:11-13. He says, "Yours, Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the splendor and the majesty, for everything in the heavens and on the earth belongs to you. Yours, Lord, is the kingdom, and you are exalted as head over all. Riches and honor come from you, and you are the ruler of everything. Power and might are in your hand, and it is in your hand to make great and give strength to all. Now, therefore, our God, we give you thanks and praise your glorious name. Amen."
Hello, DAB family. This is Diana from Florida, and I want to pray for Intertwined, whom today begins her time in jail, and it's tough. I'm just so grateful to God that she is apologetic and repentful and knows what she has done, and knows that God is with her, and indeed He is with you, Intertwined. You have not been abandoned. Sure, you have a consequence that you now must face, but you are not alone, and we are here to support you. Dear Jesus, I pray for Intertwined right now, Lord God. Father God, you have a proportion that her consequence for what she had done be that she is in jail for several weeks, it seems. Or maybe several months. I'm not totally sure the time frame. Either way, Lord, I pray that she would be light in the midst of darkness. Oh, Lord God, that this would be an opportunity for her to preach the gospel, for her to showcase God and His power to the inmates that she will be surrounded by. Lord Jesus, I pray that you would give her exactly the words to say, that when she faces different people, that you would give her exactly what it is they need to hear so that their hearts would be stirred for you. Lord God, I pray that you would encourage her, that you would embolden her and remind her that many men and women of faith in the scripture also had periods where they were in jail. And if you were with them, you are with her. We thank you, Lord, and we love you. And I know this is for the best for her. In Jesus' name. Amen.